This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. BT and Sal back on The Fan. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious.
I'm going to throw a couple teams at you. You tell me if you can envision them being in the Super Bowl. Okay?
All right.
Bills.
Yes.
Steelers.
Yes.
Commanders.
I don't think they're good enough defensively, but offensively, you can't get that quarterback or that team to make a mistake. They've turned it over three times in nine games. They just don't beat themselves. And when you do that, they've got two games with Philly coming up. You'll know a lot more about them, but they don't beat themselves right now, and that makes you a dangerous team.
Falcons.
They can. I mean, Bijan had a great game last week, and he's complimentary to what Kirk is doing. They're getting better as the season's going on. I'm not sure defensively if they're quite there yet in a big game in a postseason.
Yeah, and obviously I left off a bunch of obvious ones like Kansas City, Baltimore.
How about the Jets?
Come on, BT.
Well, that's the most obvious.
Boldy, what do you think? Jets could be a Super Bowl team if they get in the postseason or what?
Let's see if they can get by Arizona first. You know, and if they can play well against Indianapolis and Seattle at home. Let's talk at Thanksgiving, see where they're at.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a hard no right there, BT, from
Doors
our pal
open.
Boldy. A couple things before we finish up here on the phones. Jason Kelce, did you see him?
Oh, God almighty.
We didn't even talk about him throwing the phone down.
Yeah, I didn't really care. The kid deserved it. He deserved to get cracked is what he deserved.
Agreed. So I thought Kelce slamming down the phone was
nothing.
It was okay in my book.
Me too.
And then last night, he goes on this apology thing at the beginning. Like, you think he murdered somebody.
It was awkward. First of all, he didn't need to apologize that much. He didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, I mean, certain states, I'm sure he could, destruction of property, whatever. Yeah, that kid deserved the fist down his throat is what he deserved. And that's a big fist coming at you if Kelce would have elected to do that. So I give Kelce a lot of credit for showing the restraint that he showed. But then last night, it's just going on. He's groveling. Like, you really would have thought that he got caught with heroin or a hooker he's married at 2 a.m. or he's drunk driving. Well, like the apology was so effusive and just so over the top. And then everybody on set is like, yeah, man, I feel you. It's all good. Like, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right, don't worry, man. We got you.
I felt like they were trying to.
By the way, he didn't even need to address it there.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's a social media thing.
Yes, yes. Well, they're thinking he's an employee and it's an extension, which I think certain situations you do have to start broadcast that way. Like, if there's something that's really egregious, you can't run from it. You've got to address it. You've got to attack it. That's PR 101. Especially now where you can move. But like back in the day, the news cycle was longer. Now people are going to move on to the next. I don't know anybody that had an issue with what Jason Kelce did, if you actually know what happened.
Right.
So, I actually loved what he did.
Right, me too.
Except last night when he was apologizing, I don't know.
It was the greatest spike that I've ever seen when he threw down that phone. I mean, which one of us wouldn't have wanted to do that? See, I think we've gotten to a point, and it's not about freedom of speech, certainly not that, but I think we've gotten to a point now in life where too many people get away with disrespectful stuff.
Yep.
That they film on their phone and think that it's okay to go up to anybody and be total disrespect because they want the attention on social media and they do it for videos or views or clicks. It shouldn't be accepted. Now, legally, I guess it is, but it shouldn't be. And because of the way that the technology has evolved and media has evolved, maybe some of those laws should change.
I have said that forever. I really have.
It shouldn't be legal to go harass somebody and film it, and then if you take the phone and smash it, or if you punch the person in the face, you're the one who's in trouble.
I'm with you. I think, and this is, you know, this is down the road, deeper off the radio sports talk conversation, but to me, it is a massive part of the erosion of the civility that we once had in our... Now, it's never been perfect. Clearly, our country, obviously, dating back to day one. But there was at least a respect and a line that people just didn't cross because it was taught to you and you saw how your parents acted. And even if you messed around as a teenager, like which we all did, the important lessons that we learned from our parents and our grandparents before that... It was carried through life, and now there's just no regard for what anybody thinks, and it is so bad.
It's a lack of respect.
And the phones are one of the biggest...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
And the saddest part is that disrespect makes you a lot of money. Because... Right. Like, literally, you make money doing this by being an influencer. And I'm not saying you're an influencer by being disrespectful, but the more views, the more clicks, it is such a mess. The more I think about this, I wish Kelce would have hammered him.
I know, but you also understand why he can't do that. Like, you know, I know, I'm just saying, like, there should be a law in place to where it shouldn't have to get to the point where Kelce... you know, wants to clock this
guy. I already have the name of the law, and I think both sides of the aisle will hopefully sign off on this. It's called the free pass law. If somebody does that, you get a free pass. Honestly.
You got my vote.
Everybody gets a free pass unload on somebody being a jerk and being disrespectful.
Where's my sticker? I'll vote for you. No,
repercussions.
Yeah, well, it's just about a lack of respect. If somebody's being disrespectful to another human being and trying to video it, dude, you've seen these things, like whether it's on TikTok, whatever.
I've seen it all.
People going up to people and scaring others at the supermarket. Like, you think that's funny? Like,
no,
it's not. It's stupid. Oh, look at this. This is great. No, it's stupid. You're an idiot for watching it, and you're even dumber for doing that to somebody. And you should get punched in the face. That should be. You're right. Like, it should be a free pass, but you can't do that, unfortunately, with the way that the law is. And I thought Kelce was fine slamming the phone.
But you know what? Yeah, and me too. But let's say Kelce. I mean, yeah. He's such a big dude. I mean, he really could hurt him. So I want to keep it within the parameters of possibility here. I want him to go to jail. But let's say he pushed him forcefully with two hands.
Yeah.
Like, pushed him.
Kelsey pushed the other guy, yeah.
Pushed him. Right. And maybe even broke the phone, but right. maybe didn't. But pushed him. We heard what he said. Pushed him hard. He hit the floor. Didn't hit his head, thank God. Nothing right. fatal, nothing bad. But pushed him and was aggressive. I actually think that Kelsey would have been lauded for that. Now, you'd have some... I really do. I think that the court of public... I can't prove this, but I'll tell you how. I would have said, yeah.
Public
nice
opinion,
job.
I think, wanted to see the kid get his face smashed.
Well,
in. Yeah.
What else matters now more so than, on a lot of levels, the court of public opinion? The court of public opinion defines what happens to people. Like, if you do if you put a crass joke out there, and hopefully people understand you can't do this anymore, and there are repercussions, but if you put a joke out on social media, and there was a problem with this early on in social media... The court of public opinion, the retweets, the mm-hmm. engagement to the boss, hey, you're going to let this person stay employed. The court of public opinion defines generally what happens to that person. And I think that there's a bit of a recalibration, at least I hope, in the minds of society, where if you act like that, then what happens to you has to be deemed more acceptable. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and again, I don't even have a problem with Kelsey. Like, I can understand why he's remorseful and like, I shouldn't have done that. No, but you put yourself in his shoes. You don't want that attention. You don't want that backlash. You got to be above it. Unfortunately, like, as much as you'd like to say, yeah, you'd like to knock the guy out or smash his phone, whatever, you got to be above that. That's just how it is. And in the moment in time, he lost his cool. He's not proud of it. So the next day, being like, hey, you know what? I screwed up. But the way that they went on and on.
Oh, my God. It was for 2 minutes, groveling.
It was bad. It was, you know, come on.
Now, I don't know this, but, and this maybe is more of an issue that I have with this. Like, if Kelsey just retired, and yeah, even if he was funny, and, you know, the speech when they won the Super Bowl, and he's got this wacky guy that everybody, or a lot of people love, and instead of being on ESPN, he had a camouflage jacket, and he just disappeared. He went hunting, right? But he went to a college football game, and this happened.
Yeah.
Is he apologizing so profusely? My answer is no.
Probably not.
So to
no.
me, he's apologizing to keep his job, and which he shouldn't have to do, because there's nobody in their right mind that would even consider firing him
you
for that.
You think ESPN made him do that, you're saying?
I think it didn't seem like that. No,
to
I don't think that they made him do it. I think that that was his way. He's early on at ESPN. It's like he's been there for 10 years. He's not Stephen A.
Right.
You know, I know his brother's very famous, but, you know, Travis eventually hit or miss, whatever. That ship's going to, you know, leave the port at some point.
Right.
He's not going to be as interesting as some people find him now. So I think that by him apologizing, which I get, self-preservation is an important thing in society, but I think it was more like him in his own way placating his employer preemptively.
I think he genuinely felt some remorse.
Well, he shouldn't, because that kid was a jerk.
Understood.
He shouldn't.
I understand, but guess what? If somebody comes up to you and starts doing that, you and I, and videoing us, hey, you guys suck, screw you, and blah, 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 and was talking about our wives or mothers or kids.
I wouldn't apologize for that.
No, I know, but you take that to the bank,
I wouldn't apologize for that.
I know, but guess what? You can't do anything about it. Like,
well, I could take his phone and smash it, and I wouldn't apologize for it.
You'd probably get in trouble.
I would not get fired. If that happened to one of us, there's no way we get fired for that.
I'm just saying, it's a messed up world with the way the law is.
I agree, but all right, you pay for the phone, maybe you get hit with a little summons. Big deal. I'll live with that. Honestly, I'll live with that. I'm not saying raising hands. That's different. That's more criminal. That's a real criminal act. Yeah. Taking his phone, he deserved. He deserved more.
All right. We'll be back at it tomorrow again at 10 a.m. Thanks to everybody who listened and who called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hoff as well. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.